Exam objectives fast track. Deploying the terminal server role service. The terminal server role service is the core client connection service for the terminal service's role. For security reasons, the terminal server role service should not be installed on a domain controller or any other server hosting critical applications. During the installation, the server can be configured to use the new, stronger, network-level authentication method. This method is only compatible with newer clients running RDC 6 and later, and CRED SSP, such as Windows Server 2008, Windows Vista, and Windows XP Service Pack 2. Incompatible clients will not be able to connect to the terminal server with this option enabled. Either the per-user or per-device licensing mode can be specified during the installation of the terminal server role service, or configure later can be specified. Terminal services licensing. Valid terminal services licensing components must be installed and configured prior to the expiration of the 120-day grace period to ensure client service continuity. The TS licensing role service is responsible for managing TS CALs. In addition to being installed on a Windows Server 2008 server, the TS licensing role service must be activated. Licensing service can be activated via an internet connection from within the TS licensing manager utility, through the internet using a web browser, or by phone. TS licensing servers which are not installed on domain controllers must be published in Active Directory in order for terminal servers to automatically find them. Terminal servers can be configured to use specific license servers using the Terminal Server Configuration Utility. Per-user or per-device TS CALs must be installed and activated for users to connect after the 120-day grace period. TS CALs can only be installed on activated TS licensing role service servers. TS CALs can be activated via an internet connection from within the TS Licensing Manager utility, through the internet using a web browser, or by phone. Establishing client connections to a terminal server. The primary program users access a terminal server with is Remote Desktop Connection, or RDC. The primary program administrators use to maintain a terminal server is the Remote Desktop Snap-in. A single running instance of Remote Desktop Snap-in can be used to quickly switch between terminal services connections to multiple terminal servers. Both RDC and Remote Desktops can be used to connect to the console session of a terminal server. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: I'd like to install terminal services on an existing Windows Server 2008 server. Is this recommended? Answer: It depends. For security and resource consumption issues, Microsoft recommends running terminal services on dedicated servers. If you have an unused server or can free one up to dedicate terminal services, that's fine. If not, however, you should acquire a new dedicated server for terminal services. Question: I'd like to begin testing terminal services right away, but I'm not sure which type of licensing I want to use and haven't purchased any TS CALs yet. Is there a way I can begin testing anyway? Answer: Windows Server 2003 terminal services provide a 120-day grace period during which licensing doesn't need to be installed and configured. This provides time for administrators to test various options and determine their needs. The 120 days begins when the first temporary license is issued, not when terminal services is installed. Question: Is it possible to configure licensing to block new user connections when the organization has run out of TS CALs? Answer: Per-device TS CALs will block connections from new devices that have not been issued a license, unless one is available for issue. Per-user TS CALs are not tracked by TS licensing role service servers and will not prevent access if an organization exceeds its legal license count. Question: The TS licensing role service has been installed. Why am I unable to add the TS CALs? Answer: In addition to installing the TS licensing service, you must also activate it. Licensed servers can be activated directly from within the TS Licensing Manager utility over the Internet, through the Internet using a web browser, or by phone. Question. I've installed the TS Licensing Server on one of my company's Windows Server 2008 terminal servers. Why can that terminal server obtain licenses while the others in its domain cannot? Answer. A terminal server that has the TS Licensing Role service installed on it can automatically locate that licensed service and use it. However, when the TS Licensing Role service is not installed on a domain controller or the terminal server itself, the licensed server must be manually published in ADDS, or the terminal servers that are not running the TS Licensing service must be manually configured to use the licensed server. Question. Our company installs the terminal server and TS Licensing Role services on the same computer. For security reasons, these computers are not allowed to access the Internet after they are configured in use. How can I add and activate additional licenses without Internet access? Answer. When TS CALs cannot be activated directly over the Internet from the server, there are three options for activation. The TS Licensing Manager utility can be installed on a server or workstation that can access both the licensed server and the Internet, and used to install and activate the CALs. A web browser can be used from a computer that is connected to the Internet, or you can call Microsoft and activate the licenses by phone. Question. The TS Licensing Manager utility is warning me that my licensed server is not published in ADDS, but is not displaying the Publish in ADDS button. Is there another method I can use to publish this server in AD? Answer. Licensed servers can be published in ADDS using the TS Licensing Manager utility and using ADSI Edit in conjunction with Active Directory Sites and Services. ADSI Edit is used to modify AD by adding a license site settings with the value TS Enterprise License Server. This object is then displayed in Active Directory Sites and Services and allows for the publication of the license server in ADDS. Question. How can I use RDC to connect to the console session on a terminal server? Answer. From the Run dialog box or a command prompt, run mstsc.exe/admin. Question. I need to connect to multiple terminal servers' console sessions at the same time. What is the best utility to use for this? Answer. The remote desktop snap-in allows for this within a single running instance of the program. While RDC could be used, it would require opening an instance of the application for each terminal server you want it to connect to. Question. Every time I connect to a server using the remote desktop snap-in, it displays the console session. How can I use the utility to access a regular terminal services session? Answer. Remote desktops connect to the console session by default. To change this, in the left pane of the utility, right-click on the connection node and select Properties. On the General tab, deselect Connect with Admin option. Question. Every time I use the RDC utility, it opens the remote desktop window full screen. I need to be able to easily use both my desktop and the remote desktop. Is there a way to change this setting? Answer. By default, RDC connections open in full screen mode. To change this behavior, open RDC and before connecting, click the Options button. Click on the Display tab to bring it to the foreground and adjust the slider at the top of the screen to the desired window size.